It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. And welcome to this week's Whiskey Quickie. And today we're taking a look at Buzzard's Roost. And this time we're looking at the Toasted Barrel Rye.
Yeah, it's our buddy Jason.
It is. I was about to say, I was like, Jason's a good friend of the show. He's been back on episode 57, which we're way past that now. That was back in July of 2016.
Wow.
So now that I think about it, we're actually going to be talking about this whiskey. It's a three-year-old rye whiskey that's finished in his proprietary staves, which they do, or what Jason does is he chooses his own proprietary stave formula, actually do the toasting process. And that's what makes this different, because it is all distilled Indiana rye, of course, MGP, but takes a really, a focus on the finishing process for the barrels and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I think now that we think about it, it has been so long ago that this project actually came after we interviewed him.
Yep. Probably. Yeah, I think he was, about 6 months to a year after that, he started talking about this.
Yeah, amazing.
I think he was wanting to do his own distillery at some point, but
hey, this is a good start.
This is a good start. Much cheaper.
All right. So let's go ahead. This is also 105 proof, and it has a retail price of $80, and it's only available in Kentucky. So
nice. Sorry. Hopefully it's good as that pork chop. That thing is special.
Oh, over at the restaurant? Yeah. It's a great spot in the Bourbon Trail if you're ever coming this way. Bourbon's Bistro. You should check it out. All right. On the nose. There's rye.
Yeah, you get the... You know, the Indiana rye, but there's like a real, you know, toasted marshmallow, like s'mores profile all over it. You know, with these toasted barrels, you kind of get.
Yeah, you see a lot of toasted bourbons. This is one of the very few toasted ryes that I've seen, though. So it's curious.
Yeah, it kind of makes it more like a thin mint, because you got to like experiment with the chocolate kind of.
I like that. I like that.
Not that I've ever noticed a thin mint. just the first thing that came to mind.
Do you like chop it up and put it in your ice cream, or you just eat them straight?
Yeah. Snort it.
We're doing that too. All right. On the taste here.
I mean, thin mint for me all around. It's like chocolatey, got that spearmint flavor, a nice spice at the end. It's very subtle. A very easy drinker. What proof was this again?
105.
105, yeah. It's very approachable for that proof.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think there's, I don't want to say it's a greenness or youngness to it, but, you know, there is something, maybe it's just like the rye character that's showing through at the end.
Yeah, I mean, there's some bright, you know, citrusy kind of flavors going on with the, which you get with a younger whiskey, but a good younger whiskey.
But I'm glad that's why you're here, because you can set my palate on the right direction.
I'm here for you. All right. Let me be your Sherpa.
So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
Thumbs up. I mean, I liked it. It reminded me of being around a campfire.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, I wanted a little bit more of that robust spice. Maybe at the 105 is a little too easy, but for that's just my palate. I like big, bold, spicy finishes.
And if you're looking for something unique, a rye finish on a toasted barrel, you don't really see it too often. So
yep, can't go wrong. Nice job, Jason.
There you go. Cheers, everybody. See you next time.